She talks a lot.
All right.
Interrupt?
Yeah, let's do it.
Nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, beautiful day out here in Toronto. It is just past the May 2-4 weekend. All y'all green thumbs, hope you're getting your gardens nice and ready for the summer.
Dirty. Spring.
Beautiful time. We got some controversy, as always. And we are here to bring you the latest, the greatest, and nothing but the best. It's your boy, Spaceboy Elroy, here with the man, the myth, the motherfucking legend, Mr. Zane.
I am here.
And we're bringing you episode 67 of The Hidden Six.
Mm. 67. We're getting old, Craig.
I know. We get that senior citizen discount.
We start to be a little bitchy now.
We start to have like,
yeah,
kind of like bursts, outbursts of things that we wouldn't normally have said in the 20s and 30s.
Are you doing flannel or are you doing checkered short sleeve shirts with the tuck in?
Ooh, I can't do a tuck in. I can't get
with the loafers. You give me the loafers with that stain on the pants where you're always like,
That was that good lunch back then. Give me the flannel.
You want the flannel opened up?
Yeah.
No, the guys, the old dudes with the flannel, it's always screaming cat
the soft hair beater
everywhere. Cat hair everywhere.
I don't know what my look's gonna be when I age.
I'm the tucked in, the Urkel look.
All right.
You know, the belt, the tucked in, you know, checkered shirt, cut off sleeve.
But I feel like we're at a turning point where the generations ahead of us and us are now going to redefine the old person look.
That's true.
I don't think I'm going to slip into those categories. Not exactly. Not like poster child of a geezer, an older person.
Oh, okay. You always have a Jay's hat.
I think the fitted is going to stay. If anything, I'm going to need it more as the years
going to show up.
You know what I mean? Right now, I got the do I want it or do I not? But soon, that's not going to be an option.
I think thanks to social media, I've seen a lot of older generations mature.
Yeah.
Our more mature audience. Dress a lot more snazzier.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit more. Shout out to the grandmas out there with that. You know when the silver or they have that silver kind of purple hairstyle, whitish kind of.
Yeah.
She got a little funk to it.
Yeah.
Grandma might give it up on a good night. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I've seen a couple. There's a couple of even clips I've seen where there's they're couples. I think it was an Asian couple I saw where they dress really, really nice. It's modern, but it's not. It's not past their eight or below the
timeless look.
A lot of more bright, solid colors.
Yeah.
Pop's got a little beanie on. Maybe I have a one-two J's. You might have, you know?
I also look at the factor that a lot of times you start to care a lot less, right? So I'm guessing there's a certain age gap where whatever was in your closet, there's a good chunk that just goes out because the wifey said so. And chunk that gets a sticker.
You run out of, okay. So you do have a bunch of, you have stuff right now you need to throw out.
I'm good. We went to Plato's Closet not too long ago. You know what that is? Plato's Closet is an area. It's a
Sounds
store.
Creepy.
It's a store that is not just a donation. They actually buy vintage clothing and sell it for like triple the price to all the people who are on that retro shit.
Okay, we love that.
So I've got rid of a few things there. So it's the last time I was near a donation bin, I had a bucket trying to sell me stuff from said donation bin. And I said, okay, maybe this isn't the way because the people that need it aren't necessarily getting it. I need it to get from A to B, not from A to B and sold back to me as C. Like, yo, I know that jersey. Yo, shit.
The last time I was close to one, I saw two butt cheeks backing out of the bin.
That's it. It's a flex. It's a bucket flex.
Well, people don't know. Shit,
people.
The less fortunate, so to speak, will go and then they would just go and raid the boxes you drop your clothes off. You're shaking your head. I think that's a good play. If I'm homeless and I don't have a way to get new clothes, I'm going to go to where everybody's donating clothes.
That's a good idea if you're actually
But they might strewn that shit all the way down the block.
I think that there's hard to determine the guy that actually needs it versus the dude that's trying to sell it back. That's a problem.
Oh, Craig got mad.
Open market.
Trying to sell you back your old hoodie.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, yo, I didn't even pay that much for it back then. What the fuck you
Craig
about?
Bought back the hoodie. Just so the man could allow him.
A pack of Du Maurier's. You know how expensive those are now?
You mentioned something about people not caring how they look. I know this this is something that was on my mind. And I was thinking about how to deliver this, right? Okay. We didn't talk about this in pre-production, so I'm going to throw this one at you. Okay. I have a friend. Yeah, I like this one. A friend of mine's, right? he's in the dating scene, and one day, shout out to you, Spencer, and he's like, yo, Ozzy, man, it's crazy. We can't swear yet. We'll wait. He's losing his mind. He's like, yo, it's either this or that in my feed, right? And he'll send me a, he sent me a photo one time, and I told him, like, listen, you're going to delete that photo and throw away your phone because the feds might come and get you. I know what bots you're winning into on these dating sites, but they're trying to set you up.
Oh, no.
Then, so I'm sitting with him at work, and he's scrolling through, and I'm trying to, like, what about her? What about, I'm doing the, you know, the dating, the movie dating thing, right?
And you're, like, putting yourself in his shoes.
Ah.
She ain't right. She ain't one for
I'm Hitch. I'm Dr. Hitch, right? No, I'm loving my role, right? Eating my apple. I'm loving my role. So I said to her, I said, I noticed one thing that, Craig, we have to be honest. We can say beautiful people.
Yeah.
There are some ugly people out there in Craig. You can't kill me for saying
I'm not with the cancel culture on this one.
Bro. We're not canceling.
I'm not with the cancel culture on this one. Craig, I'm with you on this one.
They are people. Jessica, you can say they're beautiful people. They're handsome guys on the inside.
That's it.
Right?
That's why beauty.
But
beauty comes from within is a saying for a reason.
There is sometimes you're looking at somebody's these photos and I don't know even know how to feel. It's almost like, I wonder if that person knows. They must know.
They need somebody. They need a confidant.
Exactly.
That's it. It's just straight up with them to
exactly.
say, yeah, this ain't it, bro. We got to find your good side. If you got to take a photo from the left or from the right, this might be the deal breaker here.
See, Craig, that's why you're my co-host. You understand exactly where I'm coming from, where you can take a picture, but if you're going to put yourself on the market for dating, try your best.
Put your best shot out.
Put some paint on.
Yeah.
Put some grease on. Yeah. A little WD-40 goes one way. Maybe get that metal thing that you get from the dollar store, that little fake oil pack, and scrape the teeth a little bit.
I'll play devil's advocate.
Go on.
With the bit of experience I have on online dating apps, which I'm no longer currently a part of.
Yeah.
There are serial swipers. And what a serial swiper is you don't look at the phone, right? Basically, this is it, right? Let's just take XYZ, pick your dating app, and you're this wide pool. You're in this big ocean right here, all the fish in the sea, you know what I mean? So you got to cast a wide-ass net, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So sometimes it's not a matter of being picky and really taking time out of your day to choose, I like this for this, I don't like this for this. You basically yes to everything, and then you do your second process.
Okay. You stockpile the maybes.
So there's a lot of plots.
Then you come back with swiping.
Trickles through.
My buddy said he gets what's it, ghosted a lot.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's so common.
And
people don't owe you nothing on that.
But then he said the problem is now, I think we've all been ghosted at some point.
Yeah.
We'll call it that.
Yeah.
But we'll say what, she flopped.
Like you initiated, you got
all
the way to this point.
Exactly.
And it was a
it was date tomorrow at 11, coffee. And then he wakes up in the morning. Her files, he's blocked.
He's gone.
She doesn't exist anymore.
That's fucked up.
I don't understand that, right?
I agree with you on that. I think that if you're really going to put yourself out there and be vulnerable, you have to really know what you want. Because a lot of people are playing on there, bro. A lot of people, especially during the pandemic. That was one where people were just on there for shits and giggles.
I would think the dating app should be for playing.
There's certain ones that are more like, if you go back before, like, the Tinders and them were more popular, you had ones where you had to, like, sign up, get vetted, like, actually be proven to be a real person, you know, make sure that you're a good person to be on that site. But nowadays, it seems like a bit of a free-for-all. I've heard there's Facebook dating now. I don't know if that's probably been around.
Like Netflix and chill?
That's got to be a nightmare. Like, no, it's not the date itself.
What's your political party?
Think about it. Facebook's a huge database. So it's like, yo, why are we going on all these third-party sites? Everyone's already created a profile.
It's true.
Boom, Facebook dating. So now you're swiping on fucking Facebook, bro.
You're crazy.
Yes and no one on Facebook.
Because remember, the goal is for these sites to keep you on them as much as possible.
There is a crazy algorithm about that. And it's really sad is that there's a certain age group that they want more than anything. And people who tend to get past their 30s, they are trying to rope you in to buy their extra services.
Yes, I saw that in some of them
altogether.
They would tell you, I think there's packages to get to get more people noticing you.
Yeah.
But then it doesn't stop you from getting ghosted.
That's facts.
By the bots.
It's sad that way. Right? I think anyone that's already on there, if you're listening, keep your head up. There is good people out there, but you are going to sift through a lot of negative, a lot of crazy. You are going to experience. It's like dating in real life, bro.
That's true.
It's the same thing. That's true. Except you don't know this
something
person.
Something happened,
the
bro.
Littlest bit.
I think COVID, because of COVID, I think a lot of dating rituals and habits got, and social media just got jumbled into, it's a gumbo of whatever.
I think that it allows you to be overly picky. So if you're looking for, you could be like, yo, I'm looking for this height, this color eyes, this hair, this body type,
yeah,
this dress.
No,
type,
well, that's the thing. I told my buddy, if he has five things he's looking for,
yeah,
pick one and a half to two.
And run with it.
And run with it and see right? what happens. Because you've had these things where after a while you're with somebody or around someone, you then just start appreciating them for who they are, and then your ideals go out the window.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, even while I was with him scrolling, I saw three people that I knew in real life.
Oh, shit.
And this blew my mind.
Do you swipe or do you go left?
Well, mine was, why is she single?
Oh, shit.
Because she was amazing. I know.
What happened?
Personally, the one thought, whatever. I know you on road. Right?
It's a fancy seat, but you here.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, you still do the Lord's work, I see. But the Barbie my ass. The first two, I went to high school with these girls, and they were really good girls, really good people. So even to this day and age, to this point, you're looking at like,
how the fuck you on here?
Hell, you single? You're supposed to be cool.
It happens to anybody, man. It can happen to anybody.
It's wild. But like back to what Craig was saying, hey, no, listen, not everybody's a Ryan Reynolds.
That's it.
Not everybody's, you know,
a finance bro.
Yeah, not everybody's a crypto bro.
Not everybody is going to be exactly the whole package that you're looking for.
But my tip to you is find a friend that would encourage you to take care of yourself.
Yeah, bro. If you're going to put yourself
or personal upkeep, shave the mustache, ladies. I know some guys might be into facial hair, but you'd be fine. You find more often than not.
I mean, there's some profiles out there and you're just like, yeah.
Right? Get rid of those Niagara Falls photos.
You don't like those?
No. Burn them. Because it just shows it's the Niagara Fall pic is, this is the height of my excitement,
man,
in life. The photos of your dogs just all over you, you might want to tone it back on the...
You're hitting all the heads right here.
Yeah, tone it. The cat photo where it's the cat, not you.
I think, though...
Like, it looks like I'm dating the cat.
You are.
Stop.
Yo,
right?
Believe it or not,
the
you
neck
are.
Shots where I don't even know if you have shoulders. My buddy worries that you're just going to roll in a cart. I'm like, bro, I'm sure she has legs. He's like, but I haven't seen her legs. And I'm
you got to be careful of all these things. But like you said, if you were to take probably the top liked profiles, they all involve what you just said. They all involve a form of travel or adventure. They all involve heads.
It looks like they have the people that I've seen where they look more interested.
Mm-hmm.
They've been one or two places. I've seen enough to know these are the archetypes. Trip to Europe.
Yeah.
Trip to Mexico, trip to BC, because it's in those big lakes with the blue
Lake
water.
Lake Louise.
Oh my God.
That's mine.
Niagara Falls. Jesus Christ. And dogs.
Dogs all the way.
And tons of dogs.
You've got people going out of their way to snatch nieces and nephews and other people's dogs just to take a photo, to start a conversation.
That's
say,
crazy.
That ain't my so-and-so.
No, the photos, people should.
I think overall,
Ask questions. Overall,
people are overly picky on these things. And there's a difference between being picky and being cautious, right? Nobody wants to be led down that alley on date night.
And I feel bad because you look at the person that might be a three. And then I really do
like, I hope you find something.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Is that line true? There's somebody for somebody out there?
I want to say yes, but if you're using this as our example, it's not looking good for some people. Because I feel like some people be on there for months and months and months, and they are just getting like dead end conversations, shitty ass results, not what they're looking for at all, right?
It's a whole
world out there.
Now we're not. Now listen, there's little things you can do. Dye your hair. If you know, just upkeep, take care of. You can see when someone's taking care of themselves
for sure.
look at five other photos that you think are cute, then look at yours, and then decide what's going on here. Because even for me, some of the stuff my buddy showed me, I'm mad. Because I'm like, you're not even fucking trying. Stop showing me your roots. I don't want to see your roots. They're showing. And your forehead. That
you need to go.
That's, like, yeah.
Five all
come
time.
On.
I don't know.
And I get it. There are going to be some twos and threes and fours jumbling around there. That's just life.
Of course.
We're not. I think I'm a strong four. We're not. They're not.
I'm not thinking that.
Right?
The top of the totem pole and everybody's got to come to me. It's like you have to accept the reality and kind of stay, like, read the room. You know what I mean? Like, you have a she's out of my league type and a he's out of my league type.
Yes.
You have a I'm here with them in this pack, and you have people who are probably going to be even below that. You know what I mean? But I think it's coming down to this, is that taking the shot, being real with yourself, meaning, like, there's people out there who are actively cheating. There's people out there who are rebounding from
ugly as hell too.
There are people out there that are doing the shiestiest shit, and you got to be careful of that. You do need to weed that out, but you also need to be vulnerable enough so that if someone comes by that maybe on the first sight doesn't tickle all your fancies,
there are some
times where you can build upon that. You know what
love,
I mean?
Craig the Love Doctor.
I hope that everybody out there does find someone, but in a world of reality, like Zane said, there might be a few fish left in the sea when it all comes down.
Yo, listen, hey, you might have to drop your scaling down to grab some twos.
You got to get some different bait.
Yeah.
You might have to get a different flirt in that tackle box. You know, you might have to switch that up a little bit.
Now, I wonder if it's for on the other side. Could imagine what the ladies are going through.
Like,
when they look at the dudes, they're like,
statistically, they have
Dan.
Chances. We know that. They are very lopsided towards women because men, for the most part, have lower expectations on these dating apps.
You're terrible.
They do. Truthfully, they do. Where ladies, they tend to be looking for, you know, that one to take them off the app, right? Or some of them, like you said, in certain person's case, they're just looking to put as many notches on the belt as possible. And they're actively spreading the fucking herpes across,
like, it's lotion. Yeah, there's some sick motherfuckers there. Let's take a toast on that note, Craig. Well,
best of luck to your friend out there. Just know that
he's getting for. You know what's funny, he's a handsome guy, he has money, he has a car and a brand new Ducati, so it's just so he does play a lot of WoW, but it's just so,
again, red flags, right?
Right, not everybody's got him, right?
Sometimes you got to hide him a little bit, you know, if you got to take a month off. And
right. Meanwhile, he's showing me his texts from his ex, telling her that she's, like, dreaming over him while having breakfast with her.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and I told him, get rid of that girl. Delete her. But he's not going because he likes the attention.
Anything that comes with social media, man, right? Anything related to it is that validation. Just knowing that you're doing the right thing, you could have a lot of people feed in.
Right.
That,
okay, good. We'll stick with validation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I stumble across, I like to take a microscope and look at some of the new fads that are going on. Something you wonder how long it's going to stay. It's almost like when Pokemon Go came out, right?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
See? Womp.
I don't see people out there no more chasing fucking Pikachu.
I still try to get my shiny Ditto once in a while. Yeah. But, there's this new fad called Drizzle Drizzle. So Drizzle Drizzle now, where these guys are posting these videos about themselves getting ready for the date.
Mm-hmm.
So see how the girls are doing the tutorial? The guy's doing the hair, the makeup, the fade, the watch, the earrings, the shoes, the fit.
And he's showing the vibe.
And he's like, yo, I'm ready. Go to the spot. You know, he gets the dinner. And then he looks at the check like, well,
you got that?
You right? It's been nice. It's been nice. So the girl's looking like, what the hell? Is this a prank? Is this what's going on? He's like, no, I've taken the time to prepare for this night. Mm. I've spent money on. He actually brought receipts on how much money he spent on the shoes.
And that's
the
part
hair.
Of the trend, right? You have to, like,
you have to be. Stuff. Yeah, you can't just be like, where your cousin's Tim's and be like, yo, I just bought these.
Right, right. Like,
I just got them off road, right? Oh, so. Now, I get where this is funny.
Wait. So, if she doesn't pay, what happens?
Well, that's her problem. He's leaving.
He dips.
He's the catch.
Oh, my God.
Craig, you don't get this, Craig. Drizzle, Craig. Yeah. Bitch, what you thought?
I ain't going home with you.
Yeah, I'm going home. You're getting,
I'm a classy
you're
car.
Getting no ass tonight.
Oh, my God.
You're getting none tonight, Craig.
Wow.
So, yeah, he's operating. I might pour a drink at a girl.
That's heavy.
I might pour a drink and storm out. Could you believe? Give me my bag.
Do you, King? Do you?
Right. So exactly. So that's where the argument comes in.
And a lot of women, so now this is a double standard that's being recognized, yes, but it's also not a double standard.
And girls are like, listen, guys, you're being immature. Are we?
Oh, so we haven't proved our point?
No.
That's petty as fuck, yo.
And when it's so bad when the girls are ranting about it, they're like, this new sprinkle, and we're like, oh my God, you weren't even listening.
You didn't even say the right word.
You didn't even say the catchphrase right. Yo, are you?
That is funny as
fuck. Bothers me, their guys are taking it seriously, and there are people that obviously are making it like it's a joke. You know what I'm saying? They're just doing it just to show how kind of wild it is. It's just it's good fun.
It's a healthy
jab.
It's a healthy spotlight on an issue that we need to talk about. It's an elephant in the room in the dating world that a lot of people are scared to talk about, and some men's are putting a funny positive twist on it. Is it foul?
Is it flagrant?
A little bit. A little bit.
It's funnier when the girls get like steaming mad. The girls that are responding online to the concept of it.
Okay.
You know, like if they brought it to them and they've never heard of vegans before. So it's just the outrage. It's the triggering effect of seeing people so upset of this stupid ideal that guys are just covered. It's like they fall for it.
That's
hook, line, and sinker.
That's
so
pretty good, no lie.
Oh,
low key though, the girl's probably like, when he first showed up to the date, she's probably peeping almost everything that those receipts are holding.
Exactly.
She's peeping the fit, she's peeping the watch. People
after the date, she's probably like, damn, maybe that was a catch,
right?
Mm-hmm.
It's salty when you think about it. It's salty to think that you would actually give something like that up, because again, whether it's a man or woman or anything you identify as, whatever you're looking for out there, if you took the time to prepare yourself, be your best, and this is how you're showing this version of yourself,
I'm presenting the best I ever can be,
then people should appreciate that for what it is. You know what I mean? Now there's a lot of things I think about here where it's like, if your whole fit and all that stuff is like costing more than the dinner, you might have overdid it a little bit.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You see where they're reaching.
But yeah, I think that most of the people in the examples you're explaining would have had the ability to pay for the dinner anyways.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
they just
spent your last on that fit just to do this fucking challenge.
Then you're not
greasy.
A good, that's a financial.
That's greasy, you know, because there's like a gentleman's kind of unwritten rules that you got to abide by to some degree, right? But I do love the fact that we're spotlighting this double standard and the way that it's being viewed for the females.
Yeah, it's a setup though, because okay, so let me ask you, the first date, you're paying for everything?
Yeah, most times.
You're just gonna cover, you're cool.
Most
times. Because you wanna have a good time.
Most times. Well, it depends.
What if she invites you out?
Yeah, I still pay.
You'll still pay.
Yeah, now if it's like pay for me and my homegirls, it's like, nah, y'all got a bigger problem.
Second and third date.
No, I think after the very first, it should be splits.
Oh, straight Craig, splits. You're not a gentleman.
This I think it should be splits after
wow.
that. Wow. I think you do your due diligence. Yeah. It depends on where you pick too, though, right?
Are you having this discussion?
No, I'm kind of expecting it. If I had to pay on the
second date, I think it's important for you to have this talk.
Yeah.
But then that could probably muddy the water a bit, because you could probably chase the fish away you're trying to nab.
It's a small sample size, meaning that I have X amount of dates to get to know this person and decide if I want to pursue them further, right? So date one, it's just kind of like, you know, the chauvinistic thing to do. You just pay the bill. It just seems very natural, right? Otherwise, don't come out to play if you ain't got to pay, you know? But by the second date, if they're not even gesturing that they want to split it, then it's a red flag for me. Because it's like, yo, date 3, 4, 5, 25, 1 million. It's
make
all
it even worse if they're like, oh, you want, like, if they make a fuss about it too.
That would be an issue for me. Listen, we both work hard.
Bye, Felicia. Right? Like, Craig takes his purse and he's out of here.
Both work hard for our money, right? So I think personally, the first date should go to the male if we're doing the traditional dating scene. And I think the offer to split or splits should be anything after that. You know what I mean?
Are there dates when, after that, we're talking down the years down the line now, where you do like, babe, I got this.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, maybe anniversary nights.
I've had to get over that stigma in the past where they come with the machine and the bill.
Yeah,
and you notion over like, yo, you got this.
That's kind of tacky, no? Because you should have that discussion beforehand.
It's like,
but hey, that's what the guys ask: you paying together, you paying separate,
right? The option's there, right? But at the same time, it feels very weird sitting there, like just sitting there while the female is paying. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a weird feeling for me when they have the machine and they're inserting the card and the waitress is just like standing there, just waiting for the whole transaction to go through. And you're just there like, yo, sup? That was your night.
She got it. Yeah. Alpha, she got it.
It took me a little bit to get over it. But at the same time, this can't last forever, man. Can't do it like that.
Yeah, after you need to, at some point, you need to get past that. A lot of times when people are trying to make that.
Don't you want to feel appreciated? Wouldn't you want to feel appreciated?
I would feel weird if. I feel weird if whenever she offers to pay for the whole thing.
Really?
Unless it's something where it's like we've been gifting for the past day, like the day.
Yeah.
You know when you're out and about and like, oh, I grabbed this for you.
Things,
yeah, like you've just been XYZ, yeah, you've been spending XYZ. More money on each other.
Okay.
And the other person kind of pay attention to that.
Just the straight.
I still
action,
would feel kind of weird.
Yeah, it takes a bit to get over it. Yeah. Right. At first, it was very awkward for me because it's just the traditional: the man should pay. Right.
Yeah.
You almost feel like you'd feel better if you're like, yo, slide me $900, and I'm put it down on the table. You know
later.
I mean? It took me a bit to get over that because it does feel weird.
Greg goes to the washroom every time.
You feel like you're being subliminally judged big time when it happens, right? Yeah. And after a while, it felt a little liberating where I was like, yeah, you know what?
Hold your head high.
Sit back, hands on my tummy.
Yeah.
That was a good ass.
Like, I'm a man.
Pay for this.
I paid everybody. Because hands on. That was me over here.
Right. So I don't know. It goes both ways there. But I think after the first date, once you've paid for that, I think beyond that is a red flag if the lady doesn't offer to chip in here and there. If you're looking into a relationship.
If she's like, yo, I'm spoiled and I'm just looking good in makeup over here.
Yeah.
My mom and dad spoiled me. I don't fucking know how to cook. I don't clean.
Those are rough, man.
There are guys that are into that where they just want a doll.
Yeah.
For a spouse, really just someone to look good and just compliment them in a way.
That could be the case in some.
Yeah.
I think that...
it's going to get taxing. Some guys say, oh, I like it because you're super pretty.
Yeah.
And cool.
Yeah.
But then after, like, when you look at her bag, go on the table, and you're like, well, your bag's pretty expensive. How long are you going to keep doing this to me?
I just bought
another bag. Oh.
I just think that any relationship's 50-50, whether it's financial, emotional, or any of those. So I think that it's a red flag leading into what could happen into the future.
Yes, I'm also 50-50.
I don't want to carry nobody on my back like that, bro. I don't care like what you bring to the table. You know what I mean? I'm not the breadwinner.
I'm pitching your girl's face like, mm-hmm.
I'm not the breadwinner like that. No, my girl, bro, she's different. She's different.
Organized. She's very organized.
No, she's like, she'll spoil you. And it's like, you get put into that awkward situation where you're like, I don't know how to feel right
now.
Like,
overwhelmed. And she's like, here, put it on now. Put it on now.
Those shoes look good on you. Yo, buy those, babe. And you're like, me? I feel like passenger princess out here, bro. Like,
Craig's getting tricked on.
Oh, my God.
Dude. Oh, you can get whatever you like. Jeez. Hey, Big Daddy. Craig, man, grab your purse, bro. Shout out to everybody who gets spoiled by their significant others on either side of the fence.
Yes.
Craig, man, what else has been happening in the world? Where do you want to start, Craig? If we haven't started already.
All right. Give me Nicki Minaj. This is the last.
Give you Nicki Minaj. About. Okay, good. This is where your expertise comes in.
Let's try.
For those who didn't know, our queen bee. Well, are we allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I had a debate with my barber last haircut that Nicki's the GOAT. I had to break it down and make sure he knew what he was talking
about. Craig had a midlife crisis with his barbers.
Man was shaving. they were talking about the Kendrick beef, and we went back and forth on that. And then he goes, yo, Nicki's the GOAT. And I was like, wait, what? And he's like, yo, she's the GOAT, right? I was like, for female rappers? And he's like, but does she have to be classed as a female rapper? And I was like, oh, fuck. This is pretty deep, bro. This is going to get pretty deep. But I was like, yo, is she in your top five, though? And he's like, nah. I'm like, well... maybe then you got to divvy it up a little bit.
Look at you pulling old head tax semantic.
You got to divvy it up a little bit.
It's like, man, I got you there.
So Queen Bee, yes, in many's minds.
Okay. But
I feel bad. I felt misogynistic being that I class Nicki as the best female rapper.
Nah, they put that on us.
No, but how far would it be in?
It's not us. It's the media, bro. We didn't care. We were always like a rapper's rapper.
If we didn't discuss this and weren't discussing this right now, and I said, put Nicki in your top X of hip-hop artists.
Yeah.
X. That's where true. Are you going? Yeah. I'm probably getting to like 25 at least before her name's even like relevant. 50 even.
True.
Right?
Come that's on. True. This is not where we're going with this. Yo, shout out to Nicki.
Fix this quick. Turn this bus around.
Okay. Speaking of bus. So Nicki was streaming live on her Instagram and she was in Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Turns out one of the videos that I saw, homeboy is like, yo, we got to search your stuff, blah, blah, blah. You guys got to get out. And she's like, why? The next clip I saw was a very meek man. And this guy, he's already small in stature, and he's still trying to be, you know, when someone's trying to be as non-threatening as possible.
The guy's being very Dutch about it.
Dude, he's like, Miss Minaj, we seems to have an issue. And she's like, what is it? He's like, well, this seems to be some drugs found in your bag. And she's like, what happened to the first time you searched it? Because apparently, what she said, well, you searched it the first time. Why didn't do a thorough search? And he mentioned the gentleman that was searching the item didn't feel comfortable because she was filming. She's like, okay. What the fuck?
That's so random. You're police. I like this Dutch police system. They seem very, like, for the people.
Right? So now the next clip jumps to, they show her the bus, what do you call it? The paddy wagon?
Yeah.
They showed her the paddy wagon that has to take the people who get arrested to jail. It looks like two porta potty seats. And I felt it for Nikki when she's like,
I'm gonna get in this.
I'm going in there. Go, what?
I surrender. Just let me drive.
She's like, yo, I'll walk. I felt so bad for her because it just, you know, when you're a fish out of, when you're not from a place,
yeah,
and they don't give a fuck who you
seems
are.
Like a weird spot though. Who's
Craig? That's your place. Talk to them, Craig.
Okay, so yo, everybody who doesn't know already, let me break it down for you. So Amsterdam, weed is not legal, people. I know this sounds crazy.
Wait, it's not?
Yeah, I know off rip this sounds crazy, yeah? Coffee shops are allowed to sell weed in certain increments to people. The irony of this is the weed is not legal until it enters the coffee shop. So the transportation aspect of it, you are always at risk. It's only once that weed has arrived at the coffee shop is it now legal to dispense and sell to the general public. That's the crazy part about it.
So only some people are legally allowed to carry the weed to the coffee shop.
They're not even that, dude. Zane,
so no one knows.
Bag? Yo, you're trapping hard, B. You're trapping hard.
So nobody knows how they get to the coffee shop to begin with?
Exactly.
It's just an anomaly. They just poof.
Exactly. That's the we turn the other cheek kind of deal.
Could have made it go to another rabbit hole.
So dank is actually not legal in Amsterdam to that degree, right?
Now, fuck all that shit,
now,
bro.
Now, it's been a minute, and I didn't research this prior, so I'm sure there's been some laws now where there's got to be, like, a limit you can carry, because obviously you now bought from the coffee shop. You're carrying in your pocket. I'm sure there's some legality there to say you can have X amount of grams.
Yeah, why would a coffee shop be able to sell you and you walk out with
what
it,
happens
right?
when you walk out? They're cuffed on every corner.
Yeah.
But they all understand that it's driving a lot of their tourism and a lot of their industry, so they kind of turn a blind eye to the man with the trash bag that walks in the back. You know, because they catch it, no problem. It's very easy. You display that you sell weed, so how would you not know where weed is going to show up? Like, that part blows my mind to this day.
Also, big trigger too, it's why do people fly with weed?
I think that they need, like, me, anytime when I was, like, heavy smoking, it bothered me. Like, I almost couldn't travel and enjoy myself. So I wasn't a drinker, right? Yeah. I didn't start drinking until my 20s, right?
Okay.
And for me, going to
lucky place, you, right? Goddamn!
Look how I turned out.
Your stories are from you just last year.
So for me, traveling to a place where drinks are heavily accepted, but you can't smoke, always kind of bothered me. Like, I was not able to go a week without burning a spliff. Like, it just bothered me deep down. You know what I mean? I'd be fiending by, like, they 2-3 days. It is, exactly.
Heavy.
So when it comes down to it, flying with dank, a lot of people just feel better knowing they got something, whether it's like your anxiety or whatever.
Fuck it. We'll deal with whatever. We'll see if we get in and see what happens.
Yeah.
That's wild, though.
It's a big risk to take. It sounds really crazy to think.
Even
now.
Some places where I went when I know if I couldn't burn, I was just like, well, just use this as a detox moment, bro.
I don't know, man.
For me.
That's part of why I went to Amsterdam, because I was like, yo, I need a place to bun when I get there. You know what I mean? But at the same time, now I'm a little bit more mature to the fact that, you know, if it came down to it, I'm not looking for, like, well, how do I get this across, or how do I get access to this once I'm here? Because you heard all the stories. You go to a Jamaica, you know, a man's going to sell you cess on the beach and shit like that, right?
You see it all the time. Rastaman walk with a big-ass, dry-ass bush, right? Like, yo, in our peace.
Right? So at the end of the day, I understand why people would want to take that risk. I've seen it many times where people are traveling and they just want, like, a 1-2 just as a backup, just a little sort of safety net. So, yo, if something triggers,
don't you have a man for that? You don't have a dude that just he might be on the same or the next flight in or the flight ahead?
I don't think so.
Why? You get what? If we're gonna do this, right?
Yeah.
I know. One, somebody's got to check the laws on your team.
Mm-hmm.
If I know that, if you're my artist and I know that you need your vices,
yeah,
y'all are not Puff Daddy.
Europe gets a little finicky, but it was, what's it called? Sweden. It was the example I was thinking of, which told me. I was thinking about like G-Eazy, ASAP, Snoop, how these guys have all been treated. It's very different country to country, where some are a little more lax about it and some are very strict about it.
And some of them will use it as an example to say, well, okay, this doesn't happen very often, but because of celebrity, we need to make an example of this person.
Exactly that. But you are
100%. You threw Nicki Minaj in jail?
That seems a little excessive.
That's why. But what if it's the law?
When I went to their airport, so Amsterdam has Schiphol Airport.
Wait, hold on. Chipotle?
Chipotle.
Okay.
I think that's how you... Schiphol?
I just picture a giant bowl.
I smoked a spliff outside of the airport before I got on my plane.
Is that legal, Craig? Yes.
Like, I literally smoked a spliff right outside of the airport before I got on my plane. Because they're not concerned about it. Because even if you were to dip with something, it's not their problem. It's the problem of the country you're landing in. When I got to Canada, bro, they searched my shit heavy.
It's like, oh, here comes this pothead from Amsterdam.
I didn't bring nothing with me.
Spread them.
But they searched my shit, like, very thoroughly. My bags were opened, everything emptied out.
Draws all over the
place.
Like,
you know when they divvy you up one or two places? I got, yo, you go right.
Oh, fuck. You got the room?
Other people.
You got the room?
Oh, like, oh, it was an open area, but... yeah, that's foul that they did that to Nicki. I don't like that. I don't think that these guys are doing anything that's super illegal. Where the fact is, if you got caught with anything other than weed, I would have been like, okay, yeah, you crossed the line. But if you got caught with weed in Amsterdam, it's like, come on, man. Like,
so Craig's on Nicki's side. Craig,
yeah,
you're not wilding.
That's a waste of everybody.
Craig's been there. Craig said, y'all laws are mad trash.
That's
super sus. It's there to set people up.
Yeah.
And the Barbie Queen ain't coming back no time soon.
I hope this just flies under the rug, man. Because you know what ends up happening with these celebrities? Now the next time she gets offered a show in Amsterdam.
Fuck no.
Nicki's going to say fuck no.
Bro, those are the best.
Want to listen to
catch
her.
Me rolling a spliff if you ask me that, Craig.
Exactly.
Those are the best one.
Exactly.
Doing some PvP. Ayo. You got a show. No, hell no.
Nah.
Get them to, yo, let me talk to them. Yo,
so now you've effectively hurt your fan base. You've hurt the people that want to see you.
And that's when you're like, and like, yo, fuck the fan base.
That generates revenue for the fucking dam. I don't understand that part, man.
Oh, you're hurting yourself long term.
I think so.
You think they'll do that if it was Taylor Swift?
No. No.
If Taylor Swift, she came through with a mad brick
of vibe.
Fish scale, just a gnarly asteroid of just the dirtiest crack you can ever find.
Okay, if it was that, then yeah, she'd probably get...
Might tackle her?
Might get
her. Don't tackle Taylor Swift in the airport. That's a
while. But I'm just saying that,
she comes in a 1-2 split, they let it Taylor Swift.
They'll allow it.
She's
allow
immortal,
it.
Man. Nicki, untouchable.
And Nicki, in your camp, to Zane's point, yeah, you probably should have had a fall guy for that. I think that would have been a smart idea. We've seen this happen in recent history a little too often. That's even true. If you take in like Juice WRLD, that was a big, big thing that came. Yeah. Like, this guy had the world in the palm of his hands. You know what I mean? And stupid decisions get made, 100%.
Young, man.
But at the same time, man, it led to someone losing their life, right? For some shit that, yes, is it illegal? 100%. Are there repercussions and people need to understand that? 100%. But it should never get to that point. Escalating to that point, that's a little bit much.
I say that to say this. Get your addictions in check. Don't take my word for it. Take Craig's word for it. If there's some things you can do without for a while that you realize you might not be able to handle, don't put yourself or your credibility at jeopardy.
Don't do it.
Just be like, you know what? I'm all right, man.
That's it, man.
I'll miss out on that.
You have very few rights in these days, man. And the fact that you can travel abroad, you do not want to piss off the neighboring country that you happen to be going to. If you can avoid it.
They do that a lot. Look,
please do.
Look at Japan in Mount Fuji.
Yeah.
In the small towns, one of the towns surrounding Mount Fuji, they put up a giant black screen because people are just going in the middle of the street. Yo.
They're going in the
middle. I'm trying not to be a racist piece of shit here, okay?
They're going in the middle to take photos?
Yeah. Like, they'll do what the Uber drivers do. Just pull up in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
And Japan's a place, they're very set in their rules. And so when they're seeing like 4 or 5 cars just parked up, hazards in the street, come out, honey.
Oh, shenanigans.
Get this photo.
Yeah.
Get up on the pole.
Oh, fuck.
And then you see, there was one video I saw of, it was in the coastal one of the geisha districts where a lady was walking. And I think she had her kid with her, but she was more in Japanese robe.
Okay.
And this woman was literally juking down the street to stay ahead of her to get a photo. And lady's trying to like...
Of this lady? The local?
Yeah, of the local. And the local's like, yo, I'm just trying to get to where I'm going.
Right.
Get the... And even people are like, yo, chill out. Oh, don't do that. You people go... They've been ruining Japan for a long time. I think Jake Paul and these guys started that shit. There's this dude called Johnny Somali. That
he rides the trains and talks big
and
shit.
He goes and he'll say the most flagrant.
I won't put
about like some like
public on that.
Craig's like, at the risk of not sounding racist. Nah,
there's some people out there that deserve their comeuppance.
Right,
he's gotten them recently.
The problem is he's gotten smacked around a couple men on road.
Stop.
Yeah, a couple dudes might roll up on him and give him a couple smacks, but he never. They're so. Pleasant.
But I seen clips though where it was in Japan and he starts his shit and the dude's like, yo, I'm from America.
Yeah, I'll fuck. Yo, I dude smacked him. Yeah, I dude slapped the shit out of him. He's like, yo, don't play that shit, right? Yeah,
fuck.
Because there are a lot of times that these people will go to these countries and because these people are very mild mannered and stuff and they're not as, no one's going to tell you off or tell you chill out.
They're not confrontational like that.
They just go on and just abuse the
culture.
Do whatever
the fuck you want.
And it's not good. A lot of people. It's getting bad because I want to go see my Street Fighter building. You guys are fucking with me. Don't
straight up.
Don't ruin this for me.
Tourist.
Yes.
Be a good tourist.
Respect the place you go in. Clean up after yourself. Learn all the customs. Learn all the not to do's. You know what to do? Make a friend there first.
That's a good idea. And at least
someone can hold your dumbass hand.
Learn the culture.
While you're slack jaw localing in another culture. We already have enough misconceptions about us here living in the West. Last thing we need is people going in just mucking it up for the rest of the world.
No, Canadians get a good rap, bro. Canadians get a good
rap. We are right. Yeah, we are.
Canada's I think Canada's still in most of the good books for a lot of these countries.
All right. Hey.
I think that we're pretty much good to roam where we need to freely, right? But don't quote me on that. You know who's in some hot water internationally?
Hit me.
You got your boy from Israel right there.
Oh, the man we dare not speak of.
And this is pretty rough. So he's being accused. Yeah.
Accused.
He's being accused of committing war crimes.
Right. We've heard this talk.
But I don't understand anymore. What is being accused of war crimes nowadays?
I think these are all, how should I put this? These are all parking tickets that if you don't pay,
they seem that
if you pay,
right?
That's
getting summoned to the Supreme Court of almost the world.
Because who's next in running with him and work on what, Putin?
Yeah,
I don't see them going to get him.
Nothing's happened yet.
So now it's now a turnabout face where you've seen a lot of countries. Now even your boy Trudeau, it was like, yo, we've been telling Israel to fall back, but chill out. We're like, okay, cool.
What did that do?
The world, we're not fools. We see what's going on. It's just that you can tell. So what is the International Court Council? Like the court of
That's like
courts.
The court of the world, bro.
It's the court.
Yeah, like you think if anything's going to get escalated, if your name lands on their desk.
Which
like,
is weird. So what was all that talk with the UN before that?
That's what I'm thinking too, is that now all of a sudden you've got this guy like, yo, you're on our radar. What is it?
So if I know there's like a municipal court, like local court, and I know there's the Supreme Court.
Right.
Fucking with a municipal court. Y'all can eat a dick. Y'all can sit there and bitch all you want.
That's it.
Unless the big boy come gets me.
And that's
I'm not chill. And the big boy, but they don't even think they don't even look. Listen, nothing's gonna change.
Just kind of finger wagging to be like, oh, not one more.
Craig, this is scary because I see that this gives the other bad actors the ability to act up.
Seems that way. The villains are really getting away with a lot of shit.
Where they're like, yo, if these guys are just guanting and nobody's really like doing... Yo, Benjamin Henry was like, yo, yeah, that's cool. Y'all eat a dick. I'm all here. He doesn't care. I've always had respect for crazy people that just don't care.
Yeah.
It's just wild.
You in what army?
You in what? Yeah, come stop me.
You in what army?
You know, oh.
It's been raining rockets for fucking like 3 weeks. Where are y'all at?
Thank you for that.
You know what I mean?
Because you gave us that.
Exactly.
That's wild.
It's fucked up. But at the same time, don't bring it to that level if you're not like following through with it. Like, I don't even know how to describe this other than like, don't accuse somebody of committing war crimes if you're not going to actually prosecute.
Oh, you're saying the court's trash.
It makes no sense.
Oh.
I don't understand what this is. A summon to what? Stop
and now
the fuckery, and then all of a sudden you don't.
So someone's like, yo, just come in so we could talk to you.
Yeah. Oh, let's get this sorted out. And it's like,
No.
You've been bombing innocent civilians, and you're like, oh, I don't know where that's.
Well, you can't come in because you're not picking. Imagine, okay, this is what I see. They're calling Israel. They're not picking up the phone.
That's kind of how it, yo, he's busy right now. Yo, he's
got
fishing.
Ghosted?
Yeah, he got ghosted.
He got ghosted?
And international court is in, like, these more, like, neutral places where that is exactly the attitude. It's like,
Brussels or somewhere.
That,
yeah, it's always like, in something.
That was rude.
Well, yeah, he's like, well,
yeah.
Writing a very descriptive letter.
He's cranky.
Yeah. It was funny because when I saw them doing their interview, doing their when they released, they had their press release, everybody on squad were like, yeah. They're like, nah, this ain't right.
They're frothing at the mouth over this.
They're ready, but I don't see anything happening.
No.
There. It's like Trump in the court cases. You don't really... You don't see anything in what's going on. Trump's going to win, eh? Trump's going to win. I see some videos of him talk. They were talking about him going to the Bronx because they've never historically won the Bronx. But they've been interviewing all the people from countries where they left because they were involved in some bullshit. You know what? No, listen. Not everybody that comes from a third world country is are liberals.
It's facts.
They've probably left because some of them were conservative pieces of shit,
and they had
to run because their house was getting burned down.
They're coming to you.
Yeah, so yeah, you guys gotta watch how this moves, right? But
the international courts, though, the international court need to. I kind of like think like as the feds, where like if the feds came for somebody, they have the case almost open and shut. Like they've got everything they need at this point. These are lengthy investigations. The accusations are like the most horrid.
From end to end.
Accusations you can make to any individual.
So what do we do with Hamas?
Anything, right?
For people who say, if you're coming for Netanyahu, what do we do with Hamas? Why is there not a collection of the world's army, if it's the UN or whatever, going in to help them? You notice it's just them fighting Hamas?
I think that's what it is. It's like, it's your boy now. So Israel being like, the UN, they're
no,
like,
but then it's like, no, we're not gonna let you fight.
Yeah,
we're gonna send our cousins in to fight for you.
Yeah,
and support you and fight. You get some. You know, this is weird. There's no Canadian troops in there.
No,
there is no American troops in there. It's the first time you've seen a war where we're not boots on the ground in there.
These are sticky conflicts,
which is wild.
They're so political. They're so politically charged that people do not want to pick a side. They want to stay the fuck out of these things because. This has been going on for time, right?
Yeah.
Now
I'm feeling no way. I wore my scarf that my cousin brought back from Israel for me.
And now you feel like...
And now somebody made a comment. They're going to make a comment to my fucking face. They never do. But I heard it after the fact, right? Where they referred to me as the guy in that nation's scarf.
Oh, my God.
And I'm sitting to myself. I'm like,
come on,
well...
Now. Don't is that let the it stop me from living my life.
Is that the
here,
most
bro?
Politically correct way you can... I'm right because I represent the fact... I like the fact my cousin went to a country. He saw the beautifulness of the people.
Got something
and,
for you.
Yeah, what and he the was there. The and it's it? Just so... It just sees how toxic it is. And we talked about the protests.
Yeah.
Now, someone mentioned to me, well, sometimes the protests are a way... It's another form of pressure. And I said to my... I get where it's coming from. Like, it's just more drums.
Yeah.
Or if you're walking down the street and two houses are banging drums, that's one thing. But if seven houses are banging drums, then it probably might draw
it
more.
It resonates differently.
Right? So sometimes I always have to take a step back and analyze. Now, we had a thing here in Toronto where the universities were like, yo.
The renaming?
Is that no, the one where they're like, get off the property because you guys are trespassing.
Whereas they're, what's it called? They're exercising their right to speech and peaceful protest
and so
and stuff like that.
The university, I was telling
them. Campuses have a place of protest, a lot of them, eh?
Like a muster point?
A rally point, yeah.
A muster point?
Yeah, they're like, yo, you wanna voice your opinion? Do it here.
But I'm sure that's in with, in certain, what's the word? Parameters.
Yeah.
They can't live there.
I mean, no, I don't think so.
Right?
I
think if there's some parts now, people are saying, well, they just gave us the agreement. We need some time to, and what's, you're going up against an organized body, against a group of people who are just starting to organize. So it's in their favor to
shut that shit down
and throw them the agreement when they're like, oh, you got to ask Tommy, Julie, Mike, Bob, Cindy, Janet, all what you got to get all their
all
fucking
their
opinions
yeah.
and all their feelings. We got to get all their feelings. And they're gonna be like, yo, watch these guys out there just like fill it around and not be able to make a decision. Well, the clock is on the institution's time.
I'm going to put it this way. Mm. Let me just put it in layman's terms. If you have nuclear capabilities and I don't, and I tell you, I'm summoning you to XYZ, how seriously are you going to take me?
I'm not pulling
not
up.
Not very.
I'm not pulling up.
Right?
I'm like, yo, I got the stick.
Yeah.
Relax.
Exactly.
You know what? You show up. Don't call my phone again.
That's it.
Yeah.
No, you're a fucking peon, dog. Like, what the fuck are you talking to me right now?
You're ready here first. Craig saying, Israel's wilding. The world all of a sudden is saying Israel's wilding. But it's too late. The room's already trashed. It's like when the mom comes home and the kid trashes the room because she took his PS5 away. And he trashes the room.
I'm going to make one comparison here, right? I compare the international courts to major sports, at least in North America, where teams, when they get accused of poaching or flagrant activities, what do? They take their draft picks away. They suspend them. They you're no longer eligible to XYZ. And that's how this feels. But the scale of the crimes and the scale of the impact of what it's doing.
Yeah.
You can't just rob Israel of a draft pick. You like, bro.
It's like not going to
them. And I'm not one conflict.
But then if you do, then it seems like, should Israel be punished for this?
Hammers need to drop if you're really going for it like that, or don't say
well,
nothing.
Craig's like, yo, don't talk about it. It'd be about
the world's a bad, scary place, man. A lot of fucked up stuff.
And don't be pulling punches at this point.
I'm not saying that anything is right or wrong in these scenarios, but I'm saying that if you
you saying Israel needs sanctions is crazy. They don't come for you.
Got the balls to go after me?
Pull up.
Pull up. Exactly. Because now all of a sudden, what, we're fighting? No, it doesn't make no sense. That part to me makes no sense. Everybody wants peace. That's what everyone's working towards.
Not
right?
China.
Yeah, to some degree.
Meanwhile,
I mean,
you're looking at China outside Taiwan with like 100 ships just shooting off.
Ready.
I've seen these videos where like in South American countries, it's a soccer match. Everybody has a stick. And they're just, it's a clip off.
Everybody's
they're seeing how many clips they can, the game's going on.
They're just
emptying off their guns into the ground. It's the scariest thing in the world.
I don't know.
And that's what China's doing right now. China's just like, oh yeah, you want your superconductor? It's so flagrant, right?
Yeah.
And all you can do is, oh, we condemned. Yo, we need to get rid of the word condemned.
You think
it don't
so?
Mean shit.
It doesn't seem to.
Yeah, people are like,
wait,
we're not going to have this discussion unless you condemned what happened on...
I hereby decree that I don't support these decisions. No, I don't like these very much at all.
Condemnation is the new word for pussy.
You think so?
Because you're just saying it. It's just a buzzword.
Yeah, it's like a statement. It's like, I don't like
this. You can... That's more powerful.
Like, we don't... Yo, stop it. Like, fuck with you, bro.
Yo, crack for Prezi.
Very simple.
Yeah, just be like, yo, cut this shit. Go
that's
to your
it.
Room. Cut it out.
That's
I want a president that pulls up with no jacket on. That ties a little bit. You know when he get home?
Yeah.
And then he's relaxing?
Is a little bit loose.
But then the neighbor, bam, 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 bam. You're like, oh, what? Get up.
Just got this one button.
The one button down. The beard didn't even get touched yet. Yeah. The hungry man is getting overcooked in the oven. Mm-hmm. The plastic's starting to melt to the pasta in there. You guys, we need presidents and we need leaders to really knuckle up. And just say, hey, enough is enough. Stuff all this word salad play that they'll do. So now you think nothing's going to come from this?
I don't.
It's a shit we're going to be hearing for years to come.
Exactly.
Oh, and we're still going through getting trial of war crimes, right?
Yep. Okay. Another generation. We're still trying to figure it out. We haven't got all the records.
Who else died? Some other guy from that side of town. Planes crash.
No, this was...
his helicopter.
Iran's
dude helicopter.
President and one of his ministers down in the helicopter, which was crazy.
That was also crazy. Call Boeing.
That was sketchy.
Because they're like, why would this man fly? And it was like a Kobe thing where, mama, why would this guy fly? Why they fly in the worst weather? And they took everybody with them.
I think that one there, like, and Mossad, which is like Israel's top tier, like guys of their guys, like they're known for doing some sneaky ass shit, bro.
You think it's sneaky shit?
It could be some sneaky shit.
I think it's some dumbass. I think it's some dingus shit.
If I'm like any type of royalty, prime minister, president.
Bro, you can't have all the top officials in one vehicle.
No.
You need some sensible assurance here.
I've got dummies of me. I'm telling you, anyone that's fucking 6 feet tall. That's
yo,
injured.
My stunt doubles. I'm telling them to crash their plane on purpose, 100%. Just so everything is.
100%.
Or we already got one crash. What chance of two planes crashing?
If we're playing the game of espionage, I'm gonna be the top of the top at this, bro. And I can be no expense.
Craig be killing his clones.
Just know your
just to achieve
dollars.
Order.
Your tax dollars are hard at work. Just know that, people. Like,
but this guy died. A lot of people are saying. Some people are like. Oh, condolences. Everybody's like, yo, shut up.
Everyone called foul.
Nobody cared. This dude died. He was a scumbag.
Yeah, but again, this is a view from a Western viewpoint. No, it's tough, bro. It's tough. I haven't personally got the other side of things, man. But telling you, it's a Western.
Yeah, you have your connect in Iran?
I don't.
Your plug?
I don't. I'm telling you that if you were to talk to people that are on the other side of the spectrum, there might be more to it than we even think, right? So we're just going off of like the knee-jerk reaction.
From the ones I've spoken to, they almost talk to me like I don't know what I'm talking about. Because when I, but on the side of like how bad things are,
I feel like politically as Canadians, we're almost the most like free to say whatever because they're like Canadians.
Nah, Americans got it.
No, Canadians politically, like they don't necessarily take action upon what everybody's thinking.
Yeah, we don't get lawsuits.
No, it just doesn't look like they'll be very free to be like, yo, I don't like such and such. I don't like so and so.
International Court Council Canadian?
Nah.
A bunch of soft mans?
They not.
Just friendly as hell?
No, they not. I'm saying like Canadians wouldn't do anything. So you could be like, do a poll today and be like, only 10% of Canadians fuck with the current cabinet.
Yeah.
But that would be the end of it.
That was it.
You would just know that 90% are pissed off.
Going to the States, you ask, like, yo, like, yo, I run him over, I swear to God, get my guns.
They're ready.
I tell you what.
These guys here, though, we are almost free to say because Canada, even though they're going through something, will still be like, yeah, I don't like it, though.
Yeah, we'll hold back. We'll hold back. Chill. Go.
I worked.
Yeah,
bro.
Go fight. Yeah, you're lucky. Hold me back. Hold me back. But, yo, we're soft because I've seen some of the other. Bro, there are compilation videos of cabinet fights from like India, China, Japan,
shoes,
bro,
the whole bit.
Jews, these guys are biting each other. They're cracking chairs.
Yeah, they're straight up going at it.
That's what we need. We want politicians to fight to the death to get our bills passed.
Yeah, facts.
This is what we need. When you see a dude, there was like, what? A dude choked out another prime because he didn't want the bill to get passed.
Like, what?
He figured out. He's having lunch. Him and Jerry are like, bro. The last section C-13 says, if physical altercation erupts in the Senate while this bill's passing, they scrap the bill. He's like, what? Are you telling me? I just got to choke that bitch out and we're in? He proceeded to choke out the lady to pass the vote so they cannot have the vote. Not condoning violence against women here. We have to be able to fight tooth and claw for our right to vote. Just like how when people, I know this is a tangent, great, you're going to love this one. This is like how people are like, this new study, I call it a study. Yeah, I'm going to say it. Would you rather be trapped in the woods with a bear or a man?
Yeah, I seen that one. I saw that one. That's brutal.
I feel bad for the bears. Bears are getting a bad rap. A bear does not want to hear your ass talk about your vegan diet.
They don't want to hear that
they
shit.
They don't want to hear that shit. All they want to hear is your bones turn into dust in their mouth.
Yeah.
But so think about this, guys. People would say, I would rather be trapped in the woods because the bear is not going to, what is it? S.A. me.
Nah, none of that. Hopefully.
What's the world coming to, man?
It's a lot going on.
My brain's so frazzled by that. It's almost like the drizzle on the girls, where to me, I'm have woman brain right now.
Everybody has their view of how it's supposed to be, and then there's how it's actually going.
Because people are speaking of like they have this innate sense of communication with bears. Like, we're going to talk about how.
Why'd the bear get thrown into this? You could have picked any forest creature at the same time, man. Like, yo, you'd be just as dangerous off on your own, bro. Fuck what comes to you.
Fucking bucks in running season. Have you
like,
ever come across a moose?
Would you rather be alone with another man? No homo.
Would you rather be alone with your best friend or a man in the woods or a bear
or alone? Like,
yeah,
or alone. And whatever happens to get you.
Yeah, right. So I said to say this. I'm sorry for the bears. And if you listen to this, to all the bears in the woods, if you see a girl coming your way waving hi. Call the cops.
That's facts.
Okay? Or tase her ass. Because she should not be there. She should have a guide to guide her through the woods so she doesn't get eaten. I've also seen these rage camps where these girls will go out. It's not a woman bashing segment. No, I'm just talking about things I've seen. My algorithm try to fuck with me, right?
It's trying to put you
it's
on.
It's trying to, but I don't care. I'm just here to report what the world's showing me.
Yeah.
Through my
a rage camp?
Where they go into the woods and they just beat piles of sticks.
What?
It's like when you do, you know, the room, the anger room.
Rage yeah, the room, rage rooms. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You can do it's that. But it, you just go in the woods and maybe there might be some twigs and berry eating and some witch chanting.
Okay. I got you. And then you just beat some shit up real quick.
No.
Not too severely.
As the resident bear, can you guys keep it down, please? Right?
I didn't understand why they used the bear as the comparison, man.
It's just a shit on men, bro. It's just a shit on men. It says how bad. You would rather be stuck in a room with a man.
How are you going to choose a bear?
It's just telling how that's how bad things have gotten.
Man, come on.
It's that bad. And now, granted, this is not everybody.
Yeah.
This is not everybody. It's just you're starting to see these things come so self-righteous, and people are so like, yeah, this is the way.
It's a lot, bro. It's a lot to take
in. I want to know what the world's going to look like in 20 years. The countries that have armies are going to beat us because we don't. America is giving up. Like the West is giving up. We're not in the realm of defending because even the theory of saying like masculinity, no one uses that word anymore.
Doesn't come up too often.
It doesn't use that word. And if it's used, it's used in a derogatory way, an insulting way, a less than way.
Yeah.
Right? Look at intelligence. Intelligence can go across the board for many people. Some people can be so smart, they almost seem insane. I say that because I've been watching Terrence Howard on Joe Rogan.
Yeah, he's been going off, bro. He's been going off, man. I didn't expect, like, Cat Williams comes out the woodworks and says a bunch of crazy shit, and it turns out that he wasn't crazy after all.
No, Cat wasn't crazy to me.
But a lot of people gave that, that's how he got,
because Cat, because there's a difference between, like, when you're doing, like, gossip talk.
Yeah.
Versus like astrophysics and questioning reality.
That's different, but I'm telling you right now that when somebody is already like their mentality is questioned and they're mentioned to be unstable, and a lot of what they talk about is very religious.
But that's what they want. That's the machine, Craig.
I get that.
Craig, if you go big brain on me,
yeah,
I might say you're crazy.
Fair.
But I'm going to feel away because I'm like, there must be something going on.
Yeah, but if you brought any of these segments up that we've even talked about today, okay. See, not once has there been a mention of a religious deity. That to me is what tends to draw, like that tends to teeter the line of crazy or not, because you make a statement and most times when you bring up like a current world event,
yeah,
there's some way to back it up biblically. And that's when I tend to be like, I lose people on that all the time, bro. I've watched so many conspiracy-ish.
Oh, I've been in a 12th planet rabbit hole.
All of those.
We're being sent here to mine gold to clear.
It's clicking. Everything is like, oh shit.
It's like, what's our affinity to gold? What's this thing to gold? And gold does.
You
kill.
Mentioned one Bible verse to me in that whole rant. Fucking out. Click. Done.
Craig's like, you had met ET.
That's it. Done. All right. So now you brought something that can or cannot be proven into the argument.
Okay. Now,
the chat.
He has. Now, because I'm enough of a nerd to just grasp a lot of the concept he's talking about.
He said some cool shit. I was watching clip.
Yeah, in regards to like math
mm-hmm.
and the number zero.
The frequency one got me where he talked about the periodic table.
Which
I was like, what the fuck, bro? Like, DJ,
the
man.
The reason
yo, hustle,
that
flow?
That fucked me up because how many times have you heard the people talk about frequency
and energy, all that.
And then when he mentions that you can mimic an element by just reproducing its frequency,
yeah, I was like, what?
And having the other elements think it's the actual element that's there,
and then the colors and everything. That
you know why on. It makes sense to me? Because after my boy, sorry, Peter, I'm gonna do this. After my boy's dad got scammed by AI for $8,500,
ouch,
and some sorry, African dude show up and took his money,
ouch,
at the door because he thought his son was in jail, was gonna get locked up because of a car crash.
Oh boy,
that frequency talk is us AIing,
yeah,
the elements. Bow,
full circle.
I just evolved a little bit there. Now that's one.
Terrence Howard's no scholar in my eyes.
Oh, he was War Machine.
Yeah.
He was all right, but they kicked him off the set because he was probably doing that thing.
But like
everywhere he
Terrence go. Howard, yo. Like
Craig Nah, he was hustling for Whoop That. You remember? Remember 3-6 Mafia came back from the dead.
All of that, bro.
They didn't pay him for any of that.
I love his work.
He went to Africa and tell him he found flight and he's going to launch the flight here.
Scale, him, in my opinion, are almost neck and neck, bro, which is craziness. Like, Terrence Howard, I didn't need to know that about him.
Nah, come on,
Craig. I don't
have
deep appreciation for Terrence Howard.
Where are we going to find the people to push Thought?
No.
Now, what he said makes sense.
No,
even in regards to how the universe is shaped.
Yeah.
For us to have external pressures.
Yeah.
Instead of just a gravity created by what's around us right now, it makes sense. I've been using the ripple in the pond ideology a long time in regards to different things. Like,
yes,
the way energy flows and comes back. If it hits off of something, it would shape, it would move the way it's done. Now, him creating the other fake planet and stuff, and then the access and all that stuff, I kind of turned my brain off after that. But it's just the fact
that... There's a lot to unpack.
Right?
Like, we can all...
I got mad when he's like, yo, the vaccine turns off a such... And so then I was like, oh, that's why my arm's numb.
I think that... Okay, let me put it this
way. Side effects?
I haven't yet. Not that I know of.
You've not noticed anything different within your, like...
I get a 1-2 time where, like, I'll think about something and be like, is this relative to X, Y, Z?
Okay, like what?
It could be, what, like, you, what the you weather get... or, like...
Wait, hold on. The rays raining because of the fact because you got the vaccine?
No, not that. It's, like, your mood or something like that. Your attitude, your mood.
Could you get,
like,
so you get a stick attitude. Oh, okay.
All that kind
of
stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, that's normal.
I kind of think about it that way. But
I mean, I had a couple things, bro.
I'm sure there's going to be lots.
There was a thing on my chest where I just felt like...
heavy.
Not even that. It felt like my heart was rubbing up on, like... It was like almost like a bone was growing.
Oh, goddamn.
On its, like, growing...
I was gonna say, that's called palpitations, but...
Yeah, it's like it was, like... That's the only way I can imagine it. It's if your heart, as it's beating, or your something in my chest, it's rubbing on something, an anomaly. You feel something, yeah, okay. And then my hand's always numb. Okay, sorry, Terrence Howard.
Yes, let's not get too far. Look, okay, we are the podcast, therefore we are the platform, right? So boom, Hidden Six blows up as we always knew it would, thanks to all you loyal listeners out there. Now we have the ability to have any guest on our show and talk about a variety of reasons. You and I have never gotten to the pocket or been about one thing. We can talk about anything and everything.
Yes.
And we can be subjective and we can be everything.
Objective. Yeah.
Everything, right? So boom. We say, you know what, Zane, you, Spaceboy Elroy, we want to talk about science today.
Nice.
Right? We want to talk about science.
Can't wait.
We want to talk about medicine and we want to talk about the world. Yeah. And okay. So we go through our list of guests on the show and we're scrolling. And we're where the fuck does Terrence Howard appear on this list here? Who the fuck needed
this? You
want to
know how Joe pulled this?
Who needed this?
I think Joe had this in the back pocket. Because you do those intervals where you get someone that's really... But here's the thing. You find people that are so convincing in the way they deliver. Neil deGrasse Tyson could be a madman.
No, but that's who I'm pulling up. 100%.
Could you imagine what if they both think up and they both agreed?
Okay.
Would that crush all your thoughts?
No.
Do you think the earth is flat, Craig?
No.
Craig, are you a flat earther?
No, wait.
Oh my God.
Hear me out.
Craig's like, but.
Hear me out.
But there was this one time.
Okay.
Okay.
So
okay.
Now we want to do a review on Avengers, Infinity War.
Oh God.
Do we pull up Neil deGrasse Tyson?
I think if we pull if you bring up Terrence Howard, he's going to be pissed.
We don't.
Because they replaced him with Don Cheadle, so he's going to be salty about that.
I love that portion.
He explained that even.
That was the part I loved about
it. He explained that even he was like, he called Robert Downey Jr. Yeah, ringed
talk his, about your Hollywood
he
ringed
life. His phone off. He was like, yo, me. One thing I hate with phony ass people, and I talked about this, I don't know if I did get to talk about it, is when I was at a party and I have six people pushing their phones in my face when I know that I'll rarely ever connect with them ever again. And he was talking about how. Apparently, him and Robert Downey Jr.
hit
it off.
Mad tight.
They were tight. They were boys.
They went fishing.
You thought they were boys. And then he just ghosted him. And then one time he met him and he hit him with the, well, good to see that worked out for you. That line.
Okay.
That good to see it worked out for you line. It's like.
But good, because you're like, here's a real life account from Terrence Howard. No.
Oh, you're saying. Here's a real account
from Terrence Howard. And you're like, this is stuff I want to know. This is the tea. This is the gossip. Man's wanted to know. What was it like working alongside Robert Downey Jr.? did you feel fucked over with the Avengers contract?
Do you think talking about getting blacklisted makes you more blacklisted?
I just think that if you're an actor in Hollywood, you should talk about movies and Hollywood acting because that's where your expertise is officially lying.
And
I personally don't care what you're saying, like you, I don't care what your IQ is, right? Like we can have a cool conversation, but if you're about a certain thing, an aspect, I'm going to talk to you about that.
Terrence Howard,
don't bring Zane on
Craig's
the show.
Craig's not going to have you on the show, apparently.
Don't bring Zane on the show.
Craig, you won't want to have him on?
I'm just saying that I would want him
to talk about
Hollywood, real life shit. If,
you
if
want
Terrence
tea?
Howard was beside me going
He's
off.
He's giving you cosmic tea.
No.
The there's no such thing as a black hole.
Who wants to hear about the periodic table as it accords?
It makes sense.
Terrence Howard.
If energy is forever transition, is forever moving.
Who taught him? Get him on the show.
Cite your sources.
Yes.
He said it's all there, but then he's like, you know what's funny? He was saying pretty much all the stuff he learned.
Yeah.
Them niggas are trash. We were like, so how do you know beyond what you know?
Like, I always am.
But apparently he's a super genius.
Yeah, I'm always about people wanting to learn more. And I get it. You've been typecasted and you're an actor. And at that, you're a black actor. And you want to get out of the box. You're on Joe Rogan. You're on the biggest platform that's going to be available to you.
Talk your shit.
Talk your shit. But at the same time, man, like, who am I as the listener to entertain half of this podcast about the periodic table of elements and half of this podcast about why I got fucked over on Iron Man? I'm more concerned about how he got fucked over on Iron Man. Where there's a group of people that are literally like latching onto this periodic table and all the other science stuff he said. No, Neil deGrasse was on last week, bro. Go watch that. Go watch that. Neil deGrasse got you covered, bro. Don't worry about it.
What Craig would want to say is read a fucking book. What I would say, don't trust that. Burn them books. Burn them. Were sent here by the Anunnaki to mine gold. And they had their slave alien race.
Don't tell
that
me.
Fucking... taught the baboons and the apes how to make sharp tools.
No.
And then they started humping with some of us, and then we got crossbred, and that's how you get gingers, and that's how you get kin North mythology.
Bam, it's 67 episodes.
Yeah.
Don't tell me.
Come on, Craig.
Agree to disagree moment.
Come on.
We're going to talk about anything else.
We have to peel the veil from our eyes. Where do we get this innate fetish for gold? What is this thing? What are all these pyramids are for? They were made to transmit ships to get the gold out of here.
Okay, so
what about that gold in that pyramid underground in Alaska that's made from like black obsidian?
No, hang on.
Where the aliens took a tour.
Hang on.
Up in Tecumseh.
Deep into that rabbit hole right now. Let me do this.
Go on.
Okay, so you want to know about the gold and how it gets from Africa, right?
Go on.
Do we bring on... Sorry, you said Egypt. Let me... Because that's how I thought.
Yeah, we'll do Egypt. We'll start with Egypt.
Do we bring on the historical expert on Egypt, or do we bring in Mr. T because he rocks like 20 gold chains? Thank you. So, Mr. T, don't fucking come up in here and talk about how we got that fucking gold.
He might know something. He might know some shit.
No.
He might actually be like, yo...
I want to hear about Rocky.
He was the descendant of the merchants and the aliens. That's why he's all drippy.
Hell nah.
You want to hear about Rock A-team.
I want to hear about the A-team, bro. Come on now. I don't want to hear about that shit. Don't tell me how these 20 chains got on your neck.
Correct. So we don't want the truths?
Not from these people, man.
But isn't that a part of the problem where people are saying... That's where the control happens.
But
where
yeah.
if there's always CNN only talking about wars, how do we know that their view hasn't been manipulated?
Fair, but it's like...
One times one is not... What the fuck
okay, that's arguable. I get that point now. I get that point.
Get the program, Craig.
I get that point.
Right?
I get that point. But I'm thinking that if you bring someone up onto a platform, like, why are we... Like, we could have 20 different topics ourselves, you know what I mean? But... It's like their calm demeanor. Like, so you're like, yeah, and that's why I got screwed over on Iron Man. Y'all called Robbie Downey Jr. He didn't answer.
Because he'd be talking that shit and you're making everybody uncomfortable and spit. Just practice your lines.
And another thing. Yo, the fucking periodic table.
Yeah. Yo,
turn up the volume.
Joe's like, some more.
Shut up.
Get him. Yo, I love the arrogance is when they go and they're like, they talk to Jamie like they were prepping for Jamie.
They think.
I sent that to you. You should probably pull that up. Yeah, you should. If you can find
and
it.
And another thing.
If you can.
No.
If you
no.
can. If you can find it.
Right? Not and another
it's probably
thing,
it's probably behind 6 other government firewalls.
No, I want to hear about how you fucking pimped that bitch out to get that microphone, to get your rap.
I didn't even like that movie.
I want to hear about
Hustle and Flow. That
was fire.
Hustle and Flow, to me, it was like, it just, I never believed him.
You didn't even believe in him? Yo, when Luda fucking took that tape, bro, and he's just shitting on the
tape. I didn't
even
believe that's Terrence, because Terrence Howard was already a grown-ass man in real life.
Yeah.
So for you to be like a pimp dude just trying to make, he's too pretty for certain roles. He's too shiny.
You think so?
For certain roles.
I liked him for that one.
He's too shiny. So what if we put him in the next conspiracy theory movie?
That's a weird cast, man. What was this, Anthony, fuck, what was the other dude? Anyways. Next,
yeah, there was a scrawny white dude in there.
Not him.
That was his producer.
Oh, he fit.
That was his 40.
Yeah, he fit. He fit. You know, he was on hella shit. He was definitely a custy. I was talking about the big black dude, Anthony something. He's in a lot of like old school movies, like Romeo Must Die, and fucking. He used to do a lot of like Jet Li DMX shit. Anthony Hamilton. That's his name, I'm pretty sure.
Oh no, Hamilton's the.
Oh, he's the artist.
He's the actor. Fuck. He's the artist.
Nah, I'm talking about the big
one day. Billy Blanks.
No. He's in a movie. Eh? There's a new Bloodsport.
Yo, Billy Blanks is still alive.
Yo, this will never end. We got to get off this.
No, man. No, we're not leaving, Chris. The mothership,
get me off
the
this
pyramids,
planet.
Craig, they're all connected. They harvest the magnetic waves of the planet, Craig. You don't know.
I would.
Did you see the video of the rat on the Tesla rocket?
I would sooner have it from you, bro. I'm telling you right
some
now.
Video, a dude that's like something
I consider
moved.
You a more credible source.
While the ship was in space,
yeah.
Burning up, and they're like, yo, tell me that's not a rat. It's like, you see a mouse scatter across. Yo, we human beings, we as weird and as fucked up as it can
We're
be.
We're curious, man. Creatures.
Oh, my God.
It's easy to latch on to certain things, bro. I'm telling you right now, it's easy to latch on to these things. I'm all good with somebody, like, directing you in a spot. If I was, like, kind of not being the beacon, but pointing the beacon to say, like, if you guys really want to know more, funny fact is, and then you kind of, like...
peels his face off and he's a reptile. I was like, yeah, that's what I'm talking. Oh, okay. I predict this. The first alien is going to go on Joe Rogan.
Oh, fuck.
And he's going to be an influencer. Not already an influencer.
But wait, reveal? Like a reveal?
No.
We already know. You're,
he's going to become.
You're Glork.
Yes. Alf. Yeah. Alf?
Alf on fucking Joe Rogan.
Yeah, Alf. Where he shows up and people, instead of like, oh my God, freak out. It's going to be like, yo, I like his chain. He's going to be like on Coca-Cola. He's going to be on Mountain Dew. I'm telling you, we're that fucked up of a race. The first alien is going to be revealed on Joe Rogan's podcast.
That would be like, yo.
And then he's going to have his own podcast. I said it here first, okay? Now, we have this last thing I want to talk about real quick, Craig.
Go ahead.
We're big video games fans here, as we talked about many times.
Yes.
I was excited to know that the new Assassin's Creed game was coming out, since we've seen the movie with Michael Fassbender. Pretty much Assassin's Creed is about people that you're part of a secret society and they're connected to historical things that, you know, Templars, all these things.
They play a huge role,
right?
Why this happened.
Yeah. They
prevented XYZ. They basically curbed the line of history.
That's what,
like,
that's the narrative.
But I killed your daddy.
Your daddy's 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 daddy.
That's why.
Right? So now the new one's released, and the two main characters is a female Japanese woman and a black male, a black samurai.
Based in Japan, if you haven't figured this out by now, right?
Based in, which I find, I always wanted a GTA Japan.
That'd be pretty
which
crazy. No, I think an assassin.
It's technically like a dragon, but Assassin's Creed is better.
Assassin's Weapons. Right? Like, I've liked everything leading up to now, man. Don't get me wrong.
Black Flag's the best.
You as think a so? That's your go-to, eh?
As a pirate. I didn't like playing the one where the guy was more than a Native American. Yeah.
Oh, the Patriot one?
Yeah, it was long. It was so draggy for me. It was too annoying. It was too draggy. Yeah, but what happens that people are in an uproar because it's a black
man. Right. They're saying it's not historically accurate, which
they're like, right?
That seems to be the ongoing trend with any video game,
right?
At this point now, man.
And the nerds will go looking. Yusuke was actually a black man in Japan.
No, not a.
The only black
the,
man.
Yeah, in he was the. And that's where Ubisoft did the big fuck
right?
You, because we did our research first.
Which Ubisoft is known for. Whenever they made the games, they're actually pretty accurate in regards to the geography.
Their historical accuracy.
Yeah, their buildings.
It's on point.
They're pretty good for
they
that.
They do a lot, man.
So that happened. A lot of people are upset. People are saying, well, that's... they're pandering, they're using black people. I know Yusuke is a real character. There, he was a part of doing the Nobunaga era. Nobunaga was a shogun that was like, he was different, right? So he liked the fact that, yo, I got the only black guy on the block because I don't want to talk to none of y'all anyway. But he couldn't be seen with a commoner, so he made him a retainer.
Okay.
So a retainer mean like you're samurai in name, but not in duties.
You're not on the front line.
You're not on the front line. Not on the right. Poster. You might have the
not
look.
Group photo.
You're not in a group chat.
Not in a group chat.
You on the got the drip though. You got the members only jacket.
Okay.
So that's where it's getting kind of now. I don't care.
Nobody.
I don't care. I actually think it looks fly.
Yeah.
Right. He looks dope.
Well,
how many tattoos we're gonna get out of this?
How immersive does it need to be like?
Right.
I don't feel like I'm living through a real samurai's vision.
Listen, you can't identify as a unicorn and feel underrepresented when there's a black samurai on the screen.
Yeah.
It's too much. It's too much. And the problem is, people are trying to boycott it. This is actually like their pre-sales have been through the roof.
Never higher.
So, hey, that's what you guys get. I realize they're using their people's outrage now. They're farming outrage. They don't get it.
What the
fuck? They don't get it. Terrence Howard would never.
It's a reverse racism.
Yeah.
It's a reverse
racism. It's like, yo, we're going to be so blatantly racist, we're going to make you show yours.
Right.
Right? And they're like,
boycott it versus buy it.
That's more racist than being offended for another race we never asked their opinion.
100%. 100%. God damn, Ubisoft, you guys be doing some crazy trolling up there.
Listen, man, they're cracking the code. As have we.
Afro Samurai was huge. They've done this already.
Oh, snap!
This is not our first rodeo.
Yeah!
Afro Samurai was big. So if Samuel L. was the voice actor,
and Yusuke,
been good with it.
Well, if it was that Robert Downey Jr., they wouldn't have had it either, right? And
played a black guy.
Right? And they had...
a black guy. Oh my God, bro. And they had but...
Oh my God! Hey, he didn't help Terrence. I'm on Terrence's side. You can't play us. You can't play me. You don't go full Vita.
Who gave him his card? Who gave him the hood
pass? Yeah, who gave him the hood pass?
Terrence gave him the hood pass.
Oh, was that the black friend?
When
Donnie Jr. was like, yo, I asked my black friends what they think.
100%.
And some of them were like, yo, rock out.
Heard it here first. Officially, wow. Unofficially. No. Terrence Howard.
Listen, we're here to connect the dots.
Black historian.
Right? We've heard it here first.
American historian.
What have we covered today? We covered that.
Not much.
Not much at all. We covered that. They lied to us about space.
Okay.
The earth is flat.
Okay,
Netanyahu don't give a fuck. Okay. He's going to do whatever he wants.
Yeah, that I think we've proved that. If you are high enough in a society and you have nuclear capabilities, you probably do
whatever you want. Okay, so
you
Craig said every nuke for every man.
A nuke for everybody.
A nuke for everybody.
Yeah, me and you would be on such a more like common ground, you know? And I don't mean me and you as the persons, not literally me and you. I mean like man one and man two, or female one and female two, or it one and it two, or they and that. Anyways.
Yes.
Everybody that's carrying, if you're strapped, everybody's going to have a little more of an honest conversation.
If you ain't strapped, you're missing out.
That's it.
And the ladies would rather be trapped in the woods with a bear than with a man, as long as the bear pays for the dinner.
Facts.
Yes.
As long as he's the breadwinner.
As long as he's the breadwinner and bringing it home. Yes. It's good to know that all is well in the world.
It seems that there is balance restored. Right?
We didn't get to talk about Diddy, but should we didn't talk about Diddy? We don't really talk about Diddy right now.
I don't want to talk about it.
They're already starting the memes of run out. I think that's insensitive.
The Kendrick and Drake shit already got me tuckered out, man.
Craig's all tuckered.
Yeah.
Craig's like, it is onesie. He got his teddy bear. He's like, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, bro, I'm just fired up. And even this, I'm like, yo, there's so much controversy that it's like, I don't even want to pick a side.
I want more Terrence Howard.
I would be curious to know out of our listeners, when we talk about our personal opinions and how it sways how an episode's going.
I get mad. A lot of people root for you. And that shit drives me crazy. Because I'm like, yo, Craig's stupid, right? They're like, nah, I'm with him on that one. I'm like, what?
That was woke, dog.
Bro, that one when they said it, when they were on your side, shout out to Hannah. When she's like, yo, the queen, what's her name? Kate can't really just like ghost us.
Fact.
And then popped up and be like, I had cancer, y'all chill out.
Nah. Okay, we won't even get back into that. But I think that everyone needs to draw their own conclusions. And what we do is we are the ones that cast the boat into the water. We break the bottle off of the bow and that the ship Hidden Six
maiden voyage
it just heads
off of our head. Ideas
and we just wave it a goodbye as it goes, you know what I mean? Right. Like, you know, and we talk about it from time and time, and but as it passes and drops into your port and it picks up your spices and your grains and your liquors, that's what we're talking about. We want it to come full circle and come right back to us,
man.
We want the taste of everywhere in the world. We want every opinion. We want every single we want to take in what everybody else is thinking.
Yes, ladies, shave your mustache, you know, dye your roots, put on some makeup, practice your lighting, practice how to take good pictures.
Okay, let me hold on.
Yeah.
Okay, so one time, so I was on Tinder, right? And this one girl was like, hey, how's it going? And I'm like, oh, I'm pretty good. How about you? And she looked okay. I don't even remember what she looks like now, but she goes, I'm super sick. And listen to this message. I'm very ill with a full body illness, and I would just like to be in the company of a man right now.
What?
What do you do with that? Instantly blocked. Gone.
I don't know.
Who describes sick? Who describes, yo, I'm fucking sick. I got the flu.
I don't know.
Full body
illness. That sounds
illness.
Like a freaking Nate to me.
That's fucked
if
up.
If I get scurvy and some head,
pull up. I ain't not pulling up.
Craig, you're miscuing the line. She wants a man to come and ail her.
I ain't cuddling.
Get her. Night, nurse. Next, make love tonight.
Hell no.
Oh, Craig, Mr. Q. She was ailing.
A full body illness,
she was,
bro.
Yeah, she wanted to come work her body. My body. Mm-mm. Oh, my goodness. Mm-mm. Craig, Mr. Q on that one. Craig, Mr. Q. Craig's like, yeah, you sick gross.
Oh,
episode what, Craig?
67.
Hey.
It's Spaceboy Elroy here with Mr. Zane. Y'all can follow us on Spotify and all your streaming platforms. Reminder, we're also on YouTube at The Hidden Six. We would love to get those numbers up. THEHIDDENSIX. Come find us. Come talk some shit. Tell us your controversial theories. You could be an expert in anything.
You could be a flat earther like Craig.
That's it. And we'll catch y'all next time.
Craig, you believe in, you believe you're.